Questions 38 through 41. Listen to a talk given in a university class.
In today's class, we'll be examining some 19th century pattern books that were used for building houses. I think it's fair to say that these pattern books were the most important influence on the design of North American houses during the 19th century. This was because most people who wanted to build a house couldn't afford to hire an architect. Instead, they bought a pattern book, picked out a plan, and took it to the builder. The difference in cost was substantial. In 1870, for example, hiring an architect would have cost about $100. At the same time, a pattern book written by an architect cost only $5. At that price, it's easy to see why pattern books were so popular. Some are back in print again today, and of course they cost a lot more than they did 100 years ago. But they're an invaluable resource for historians, and also for people who restore old houses. I have a modern reprint here that I'll be passing around the room in a moment so that everyone can have a look.
Number 38. What was in pattern books? Number 39. What course would this talk be most appropriate for? Number 40. According to the speaker, why were pattern books so popular? Number 41. According to the speaker, who uses pattern books today?